This is part two of a message by David Ebal entitled Heresy Unto Perfection.
If we're going to come to maturity, then we're not going to look at that structure or his, can I call it, bag or whatever, you know, his bag, or that thing that he's carrying. That's not going to make a difference in our love toward him or our fellowship with him if we're mature. But as long as we're immature, it very definitely has a right to make a difference. Therefore, if your structure is warning you against certain people who teach certain things, then it's a clue right there that that structure doesn't really reach out to include the big thing. Can you see what I'm drawing at? Okay. Now, we'll keep going on. But this is my commandment unto them. I'm sorry. Where'd I go? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Every one of us going to stand before him. He's the judge, not us. For it's written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of each other to God. What? Well, that's the way we read it at the board meeting. You know, when we were really laying the law down, every one of us will give account of each other to God. But that's not what it says. Account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather. Now here, if you're going to be mature, here's your rule. Let no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Now if you're going to be mature, that means that even though it is your privilege to drive a car down the street, you don't flaunt that privilege in front of your, we'll say you're 16 and you got your a driver's license, you passed your test, okay? You don't go to your 14-year-old brother or sister and say, yeah, you just have to ride your bike, here I go, boom, boom, you know. You see? And how many know a lot of Christians are like that? Boom, boom. Look what I got. Huh? Eat my dust, kid. Boom. You know? Well, as we come into maturity, into Christian truth, that's really not right. It only proves you're a dumb kid, and it shouldn't have given you a license in the first place. You see, am I making sense to you? And yet, in our maturity, lots of times, we have the opportunity to drive a car, and there's someone more or less mature, more immature, and that person can't drive the car, yet we get him into our gang and egg him on and say, oh, go on, start it up, go on. Huh? And then the kid's in trouble. You see what I'm talking about? Let's be sensitive now that we don't just flaunt our freedom and the truth that we have. If one day's above another, that kind of thing. If you're with someone that's, you know, big strong for one day or another day, why? You don't have to go knock them down and say, oh, no, it isn't. All days are the same before the Lord. You know. Well, go ahead and let him have his big day. If it's Saturday or if it's Sunday, this may surprise you, but in Israel, they have 3 days off a week. Friday is for the Muslims, Saturday is for the Jews, and Sunday is for the Christians. And naturally, no one would want to work on any, to offend anyone else, so they all take 3 days off. I saw some guy praying that the Lord send some Muslims. All right. Let's move on here and get the truth in there. What? Where am I? 13?
14.
I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus Christ that there is nothing unclean of itself. Now, there is a scripture that nobody believes. But that's what it says. But to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him that's unclean. And that means that I am still personally esteeming several things as unclean. Aren't you? I'm still structured. Aren't you? You see, I have social graces, social structure. There are certain things that I do and wouldn't do because I'm a product of this society. And to me, certain things are still unclean. However, it's rather obvious as far as God is concerned. Behold thy servant. Here I am, not even clothed. God looks right through and sees everything. There's no secret from him. Do you see what I'm talking about? And as far as in this realm, I have nothing. I have no protection. There's just God, just looking straight at me, nothing else. And so then, as far as our society is concerned, there's still some things that some rules we keep. Verse 15. Now if your brother be grieved with your meat, now walkest thou not charitably with agape love, destroying of him with your meat for whom Christ died. In other words, lay off the hamburgers when you're with people. And when you go out with Jews, don't order bacon. Or, you know, you don't flaunt your things, you don't. And it was only a few years ago that when you went out to dinner with Catholics, you had the habit. Because it was Friday.
Oh, you
do you understand that? Now, that's not going to hurt your testimony, is it? Unless you're building your own structure, and then it will. Because if you are what we call a Protestant, a Protestant, you understand that's a Protestant. Then you'll on purpose order red meat because you're protesting these practices. You see what I'm talking about? That's why I've even gotten to the point I don't even want to call myself a Protestant. Really, I don't know what I am. I don't want to be a Protestant because I'm not just running around as a protester. Those days are over. That was 454 years ago. When I go out with Catholics, they name the name of Christ. They receive Jesus in their heart, receiving baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so I try to conform in a general way. See, I wasn't raised like them, so they shouldn't expect me to do everything just exactly right. When I visit with them in their churches, I admit that I don't genuflect just right. In fact, it looks more like I tripped. I'm just trying to get along with you see what I'm talking about? And when they come to my meeting, I expect them to raise their hands and praise the Lord, because that's the way we do it here. It's going to be tough. As we get into this. In other words, you expect the Catholic to raise his hands here, but you wouldn't genuflect there. Now, do you see what I'm talking about? And I want you to see a few things. In other words, I wouldn't want to destroy him and make him mad at me because I was going like this during part of the prayer where they're doing worshiping the Lord through some physical part of their body. Do you see what I'm talking about? Now, if I thought that I couldn't do it, I wouldn't go with them into the church in the first place to make a scene. A friend of mine was over in Israel, and there are certain places where the Israelites say, men, this is a holy place. And the men of Israel cover their heads in holy place. Therefore, we require you to cover your head when you're in our holy place. Man said, I'm not a Jew. I'll go in here with my head uncovered, show them a thing or two, how a Christian's act. you imagine?
Oh, sure, my love.
Now, come on. You're visiting their holy place. And they have required certain social obligations. And I honestly believe that you should conform. I mean, it's not going to hurt you. They even give you a little black yarmulke. It's made out of paper. It's a cardboard thing for the visitors to put on. And you don't even have to put your handkerchief on. I saw some men do that. And then some, and I remember this one guy. And I began to say, boy, you know, you're really making points for us, aren't you? We would expect them to come into our meeting and to conform when we stand up and worship and praise the Lord. I'm going to, I'm going to sit right here. See? Do you see what I'm driving at there? Well, what if the Jews came to our place and acted like we do in theirs? Can you see what I'm driving at there? In other words, let's shape up now and mature a little bit. I think that guy made a mistake. I hope he doesn't do it again. Now, let's go back. Destroy not him with the meat for whom Christ died. Let not your good be evil spoken of. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. That's not the way. Whether you do or don't, that's not the answer. What is it? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's not always rules, not our structured society. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved unto men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and the things wherewith one may build up one another. For meat, destroy not the work of God. Now all things indeed are pure, here's the other side of the coin now, but it's evil for that man who eateth with offense. Now it's good neither to eat flesh and drink wine or anything whereby that brother stumbleth, is offended, and make weak. You have the faith to do it? You have the faith to eat meat? Well, most of us do. The next one's a little hard. Do you have the faith to drink wine? Or to go to church on this day or that day? Or I don't know which. Verse 22 says, have it to yourself before God. If you don't understand that, I'm going to tell you very plainly. It means keep the bottle hid. Yeah, that's what it means. It means hide the bottle. That's verse 22 of Ebal's translation. I mean, don't be mad at me, but that's what it says. Look, this was a big revelation to me. I was trained. I honestly thought that if I ever imbibed a sip of wine, I honestly thought there'd be a bolt, a lightning bolt come down and I'd turn to a cinder and I'd probably go out to hell that moment. I'd heard so much preaching and I knew for sure that I'd turn into a wino. If I had, that. And then it was a tough day. I'll have to tell this on Tom. He didn't know it. But you see, I was over at Truro, and there that night, I was a speaker, and they held a communion service. And it was a big goblet chalice. Yeah, not a goblet. They had the whole thing. And you got to, try to relate with this. You see, this hayseed, Pentecostal boy raised in all the holiness, thought for sure that the devil himself was in that goblet because it was wine. Can you understand that? And I want you to witness with me. See my training. Now, I'm the speaker, and they hand me the goblet. And I got 300 people watching me. Hallelujah. They're waiting for this moment. Well, not really. See, I spent quite a bit of time in the Navy, and I'm familiar with drinking, and I've been probably in more bars than you have. In the submarine, I was on shore patrol, and I have lots of activity in this realm. But I didn't imbibe. I didn't participate. It was, maybe that's one reason I was on shore patrol anyway. They knew that I'd always come back. But I'm familiar with the way things are. But I drank it. It didn't hurt. It burned a lot. But, you know, I mean, it was new to me, and it I don't know what brand they chose, but whatever it was obviously a good still. It was all right. The common cup couldn't hurt a person, no matter what the other guy had. What? Well, I just took an easy bit, but it still burned. I mean, let's face it, those babies, you know, it burned. Can you see what I'm talking about? Now, I honestly, now you have to take this and you can be, seek the Lord about this, but I honestly don't think that any demons got in me. I really don't believe that. And I believe that it was the right thing to do. Can you understand? It was the right thing to do. These were my brothers. These were Christians. This was their structure, their society, where this was the right thing to do in their structured society. And in mine, it wasn't, but I was in theirs. Can you witness with this, see? And, of course, the more I travel in theirs, the more I see they're right. Now, don't anybody go out of here saying that these balls turned into a lush. Not at all. But all I did was drink a little wine, not even for my stomach's sake, it was for my brother's sake. You see what I'm talking about? In order to get right along. And to me, it was a religious experience. Can you see that? It was an overcoming of attitudes, a real religious experience. Now, are you mad at me? No. I can't help it. I was just brought up one way and you were another. So there's nothing wrong with that. But Lord willing, we're all going to mature until we can finally call each other brothers, sisters, love each other, no matter what structure, no matter what brand you use. Yeah?
And I used to feel really, and used to feel bad when I was there. Now I don't hesitate taking communion at Bible and being Catholic.
Uh-huh.
I don't hesitate at all. But it used to hurt me because I was the only one out of the whole.
You couldn't, really, because of the structure. Right. Do you see what's happening then? When our structure keeps us from really loving each other, what's it doing? It's building the structure. Not Jesus, but it's building the structure. And what does it do? It makes us begin to, well, he isn't my friend, she isn't my, because do you see what I'm talking about? And pretty soon we have not only those structures, but then we have the social thing, and they can't come to our party and so forth, and on it goes. And Right. The Catholic believes in the transubstantiation. The Episcopalian believes in a symbolic. And so, because of that. Well, all right. No argument. Let me get off that and move along here to something I know for sure. Okay. All right. Where did I leave off? Does anybody know? No, I was down to 20. Yeah, I was 22. Do you have the faith to eat it, to drink it, to go to this church, to not to wear that, or to, you got the idea. Have it yourself before God. In other words, if you're maturing, and if your faith maturing would allow you then to, we'll say, like me, drink that wine, then you don't run right back to the Assembly of God Church and tell them how good the wine is. Can you follow? That's what it said. You don't go back and tell them, hey, I had a tremendous religious experience drinking that wine. You just leave it alone. You have it to yourself. You don't take that one that cannot participate and rub your freedom in their nose. Am I making sense to you on this kind of thing? And I'm giving you personal examples, but you can give me a lot too. Lord willing, as soon as I get his chart on, Lord, if the sixth seal doesn't open, you're going to see some more things along this line. So, happy is he that condemneth not himself in the thing which he alloweth. How many of you at times have felt, or I grab the chalice, I drink the wine. Oh Lord. And then I go into this, what? You know, self-condemnation. So-and-so was there. If they tell, and then he'll hear, I'm ruined. They'll cancel me out of the next church. You see what I'm talking about? And then the self-condemnation. Now, if by faith you're allowed to go ahead and drink the wine in this particular church, by faith you're not afraid while you're doing it, after you've done it, and you're not afraid of the consequences of it. Whatever your faith gives you the freedom to do, then you're not afraid. And if you find that fear creeps in, remember, perfect love casts out all fear, therefore you weren't in perfect love, therefore it was wrong to do it. There's a clue right there. If you've got this thing churning in you after you've done it, it was a pretty good sign you shouldn't have done it. Even though other people can do it. Am I making sense to you on some of these rules? Okay, yeah. He that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever not of faith, that's what sin is. Now this is maturing, right? It's coming into perfection. And yet, we can't do it, but all we can do is say, here I am, God, do it to me. And really, we're wanting him to do it. Then we stand as candidate, we do those things that he tells us to do, and it happens that way. Now, go on to one more scripture, Lord willing, and then we can get into the lesson. All right, Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, holding fast the principles of the doctrine of Christ. What? Oh, no, that's not the way we read it in our church. Oh, just like a tree that's planted by the water, Lord, I shall not be moved. Holding on. Hold on, brother. Don't let her loose. Hold her loose, she's a runner. You kids don't even know what that's all about. Therefore, leaving the principles of the Logos of Christ. Now, that's heresy. That's enough to get thrown out right there. I mean, if you really believe that, that's heresy. Let us go on into perfection. Not laying again the foundation. What's the foundation now? Repentance from dead works, faith for God, baptism, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. that's your whole rule book. Repentance or salvation, that's Billy Graham. Faith in God, that's your Hagen teaching and all that thing. Baptisms, oh, how many know about doctrines of baptisms? I was in a Pentecostal church recently and they wanted to know how I was baptized before I could preach. Was I baptized the right way? Well, I knew what he was headed for, and I was, in his mind, but to me, that's not my bag, that's not my thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't run around making sure everybody's baptized in Jesus' name. But there are some who believe that if you're not baptized by, according to Acts 2:38, instead of, you know, Matthew 28, you're not going to make it. And some who believe that if you don't speak in tongues, you're not going to make it. Yeah, how many understand what I'm talking about? Now, these are very true, these are very real and genuine truths, and I believe that you should be baptized. Now, I'm not going to tell you if you've been sprinkled that you've got to be immersed. I think it's a normal pattern. And let's face it, you know, if you read the scriptures, there's plenty of indications that immersion is a normal way. However, if you've been sprinkled, and as far as you're concerned, you're happy, I'm happy. I wouldn't change you with that at all. None of you've been baptized until you've been in the Jordan anyway. Hallelujah. Yeah, I was baptized in the Jordan River, right where Jesus was. I mean, you know, all the way, man. And so on. This particular guy that, you know, his thing was baptism according to certain words that were said over you. Well, now there's nothing wrong with that. But when he found out I was baptized in the Jordan, he shut up. Now, he hadn't been in the Jordan, see. But really, what he was interested as to whether they had said the words in the name of Jesus Christ. He wanted to know whether those words were said instead of the words Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That was his big thing. And please don't misunderstand me. I'm not raising him or downing him. Does anyone feel like I'm raising or downing either form? I'm just trying to say it's a big thing. And it split the Pentecostal church wide open. And we have what we call the Oneness Group and the Trinitarian Pentecostals. And they will not call each other brother or even shake hands with each other based on what word was said when you went under.
This message by David Ebaugh, entitled Heresy Unto Perfection, will continue on cassette number 2. Be sure to send for your free catalog of Bible teaching tapes. Send your name and address with zip code to David Ebaugh Bible School,